The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Minus Jen, because Jen, you know,
Jen carries
the Cattery buyers. That's why Fox doesn't even want to compete. They don't even give them a job equivalent to Jen's. Like,
how mad would Jen be if I put that on the poll?
Just do it and see how long she would be angry if she sees it. Grow a set.
You get into
it. Jen's got a bigger set than you.
Well, she's got a bigger set than all of us.
Good point.
let's be honest. Like,
yeah.
Just put it on the poll. He's not going to do it.
Oh, I thought we were growing with you, Ashton.
What would have indicated that? The Richard Show?
Yeah, I mean, that was a big step. That was a big step forward.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
In honor of Al Harris going into the Packers Hall of Fame last night, we are looking for stories where maybe you were a little too competitive, because Chewy shared a story of, I mean, by the way, how did you play in that game? Charity touch football game for Brett Favre, where Al Harris was jamming 55-year-old Willie Gault at the line of scrimmage. Willie Gault was getting ticked.
Five or six in a touchdown, but only played the first half, because I went in, it was hot, went into the locker room where it was air conditioning and didn't stretch, and little hamstring issue.
Oh.
So you know who our backup tight end was?
Who?
Scott Favre. Brett's brother. Yeah.
I'm sure Al played the whole game.
I'm sure he did. Yes.
You're telling me you don't have a story where maybe you were a little over-competitive?
Not really.
I mean, obviously it would be outside of the NFL or BC, because you have
probably
to be competitive in those
situations. The most competitive I was in the weight room, you know, because I always wanted to be the strongest guy on the team, and I was for like 3 years in a row. And I remember I would always goad. Is that the word?
Use it in a sentence. I'll let you know at the end.
I would always goad the locker room.
Yeah, nice job, buddy.
I would goad the offensive line.
Chewy was right.
To like, you guys can't lift more than me. And we'd test with 315. So I would let them all go.
Yep.
Right? And typically Marco Rivera was the strongest of the
O-linemen.
So they thought I was full of crap. So I said, all right, come watch me test. So they, you know, the guys that cared would come in, and I'd rip it off, and then I'd get the 14 and pretend I'm struggling with it, right? And like, oh, we got him. And I'd do another four. And as I'm racking it, I would look, and they're all walking out the door all ticked off. I'm like, you guys are weak. Get in a weight room. That's probably the most competitive I've been.
Like outside of the football field.
I just roll. Yeah. Right?
So there's no, like, pickleball match where you've gotten
into
it?
I can't stand it. You go down to Florida and you get these old people that just complain about every... I'm very selective in the pickleball people I play, because I run across in Florida so many douchers. Those kind of people bother me. I'm like, look, I've already reached the pinnacle of my athletic career. I'm not going to hang my hat on this pickleball game that I just won. Yeah. So I probably shy away now from the competitiveness, because I just find it annoying.
That's fair. Ashton, you got anything?
I do have one. For my one glorious year at Bowling Green State University. By the way, they covered last night against Tennessee.
You texted. Oh, Bowling Green is up.
I know. They said they were on the board. They got within eight yesterday in the first half at halftime.
I'm now treating your text like I treat the company emails.
That's fair.
Delete.
I would do the same thing.
Hey,
it's fair.
Two good teams win.
What's your story?
But great teams cover, and Bowling Green covered.
My one glorious year at Bowling Green State University, I was on an intramural handball team. Handball, super fun to play. Super competitive. I don't know if anyone knows how handball works.
Do you play handball because you can't play racquetball?
I've never tried racquetball. Handball because they're like, we need another person. I said, okay, I'll try it. So, in one of the games, doesn't matter, you can either pass the ball, dribble three times, or you have to throw it and shoot it. That's what you have to do. At the end of the first half, because they play by halves, I whipped the ball, jumped in front of somebody, like over in front of somebody, whipped the ball at the goal. The person who was defending me got in front of me, and as I'm releasing the ball, I knocked him down with my hand, broke my hand.
Oh.
Knocked this guy out, broke my hand. That is the most competitive I've ever gotten, is to physically hurt somebody and also myself as I'm trying to score.
That's not the handball I know. The handball I know in prison, you watch guys play it.
Because I've been to prison, Gabe.
It's essentially racquetball, but you hit it with your hand.
No. We just had the Olympics. Handball was featured in the Olympics.
All right, then what game am I thinking of?
I have no
idea.
You're
thinking of, squash.
No, that's handball.
It's not handball.
It's handball.
It's not handball.
I mean, maybe they call it handball, but handball's an Olympic sport in what Ashton played.
Yeah, it's a sanctioned sport.
There's no net.
It's like a combination.
There's goals.
Yeah, there's a combination of basketball and soccer almost.
Yeah, that's right.
Prison handball.
Well, I don't care about prison handball. You think they're doing prison handball at an accredited university?
Because they don't give them rackets because they probably
would hit each other? Yeah, because they wouldn't use their hands to hit each other.
Yeah, they're not going to take the racquetball and throw. By the way, you play racquetball? I mean, I imagine you're...
I used to.
I got to imagine you're pretty good at it because, you know, you're a good athlete. But at the same time, where am I going if you are standing on a racquetball court at the same time as me? That is a tiny court, and you are a large man.
I knocked the guy's teeth out. Orlando McKay, the other guy. Yeah, and Andy Reid, really good, but in a butthole. Because if you're playing in front of him, he would intentionally try to hit you with the ball to get you out of the way.
Sure.
And Andy's a big man.
He's not a small guy.
No, he's not. But Ashton, prison handball rules. It's a thing. So that's the handball I know. I've never heard of the handball you're talking about.
We talked about handball earlier this year. You were here for this conversation. We talked about it when the Olympics were going on.
All right, Ashton, let me read this to you, okay? And it says, for those who do not know what handball is, it's a similar sport to racquetball. That's handball.
Chewy was right.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Chewy was right.
Balls are very similar, and some of the same rules apply to handball. Handball is a little bit harder than racquetball due to the fact that you are using part of the body to hit the ball and not a racket. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about handball.
That's not handball.
That is, it says it on the internet right here, that and the internet doesn't lie.
Chewy, look up team handball.
I don't want to.
That's right. Like any... That's what I'm going to be right then. How can that be the difference?
How to play street handball.
Oh, the picture went away. No, I never heard of the handball.
I've never heard of what you're talking about.
I think more people know the handball I'm talking about as
not
opposed.
A chance.
All right, let's take John on the road. John on the road, ESPN Milwaukee. What's up, John?
Hey guys, you're all right. You all are, because Chewy's talking about the old handball where you play against the wall and only use. You might even use like a little squash ball, and you play it like racquetball.
Yeah.
And you guys are talking about team handball that we all used to play in Phi Ed when we were growing up in grade school.
Except for Chewy, apparently.
Where you have like 5 and 6 people where you can take 2 steps and jump and throw at the goal like a soccer goal.
No, John hit it on the head. That is team handball.
If I had said team handball, you would have done the same thing.
Team handball. John, am I right? Handball that...
You are.
Yes.
There's handball and team handball.
So,
and handball on your own is against a wall, like racquetball, and team
handball's
handball
on your own,
is
all right.
A mix of like basketball and soccer.
Yeah, so right. Once again, Chewy was right.
I'm not hitting it for that.
No.
Now, if you said team handball, I'd be like, all right, it's maybe something I've never heard of.
Oh, right, yeah. You wouldn't have said you're right. You would have just said, I don't know what that is.
Ashton and Sheboygan texting in 800-990-3776, college intramural co-ed dodgeball tournament. Let one go, missed, drilled a girl in the face that was walking behind the court and broke her nose. In his defense, who walks behind a dodgeball match? My guess is she didn't know a dodgeball match was going on, bud.
Now, dodgeball is something I think I would be...
A little overcompetitive?
A little. Like, what's the thing where you shoot people with... The paintball.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right. That got really dark.
Myself being very competitive at. Like dodgeball, right?
You would be terrible at paintball.
What if we did a company out of paintball?
Big? You're too big of a target. Like, you might be, I mean, you know, you got to, like, hide. You got to, you know.
I'm very stealth.
Are you nimble?
Used to be.
I'm stealth.
I don't think you're stealth.
Can you imagine Chewie, like, jumping out of a tree, doing a barrel roll, and just.
Slow motion.
Now, dodgeball, I don't think they played in high schools anymore.
I don't think you know.
But that was the best. That was the best gym activity.
Dodgeball?
Yes.
Yeah. We weren't playing too much dodgeball even
really?
When I was in high school. Yeah, okay. I think we were starting to phase it out.
I graduated high school in 2012, and we were still doing like dodgeball tournaments. We would still have dodgeball.
Did dodgeball, the movie, kind of bring back dodgeball, the activity?
Probably. It's what, 03? 04?
Because I feel like we weren't playing a ton of dodgeball in Phi-Ed when I was in high school.
Did you play with the big balls or the little balls?
I mean, the little ones were better because you could really get your hand on
That's what we had.
Let it go.
Yeah. And you deflate them a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
You go a little deflate gate with your balls? No, it was great. The little ones were great.
Yeah, little ones are the best ones. Versus the big ones? Yeah, you don't want to mess with those big ones.
Okay, this is going in a place probably shouldn't go because our mother's not here. I didn't start it. I was just talking about balls.
Yeah, dodgeballs, Ashton. Get your mind out of the gutter. What kind of show do you think this is?
You know, your mother's listening.
Yeah. I'm aware.
You're not going to take the call.
Did she scold you for participating in the Richard conversation?
No, she yelled at me for not putting the poll up earlier. She's like, just put the poll up. I'm like, God, I just can't get a break from anybody.
Is your mother tougher than you?
100%. I'm scared of her, too. Yeah.
Wow.
She's probably she's tougher, if not as tough as Jen.
What can we do to toughen him up?
It's never going to happen.
I mean, he's slowly getting there.
I mean, this show has toughened you up compared to what you used to.
But
I mean,
half a cup.
A quarter cup.
I mean, who did you work before this show? Brian D and T. Smith?
Yeah. And Matzik. I worked with Matzik for 5 years.
I mean, we toughen the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Huh? We're not done yet.
Yeah, we're definitely not done yet,
I'm
Ashton.
Scared.
Definitely not done yet. We'll continue to take your stories where maybe you're a little over-competitive, 800-990-3776. But with college football starting and the Badgers officially starting tomorrow, I've got a question pitting the Badgers against the Packers. We get to that next. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe and Chewy.
Yeah.
When teams are doing their background checks on Jalen Jackson.
Johnson.
They're going to do a... There's enough out there to do a background check.
You got this, big guy. You got it.
I'm out of here. See ya. Bye. It's been real. It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
He thought he nailed it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
A lot of excitement in the air for college football. Had some good games last night. More games tonight, but really... Big games on Saturday, starting with the Wisconsin Badgers as they take on number 19 Penn State, going to be a huge game for the Badgers. And the expectation seems every year for the Badgers is to make the Big Ten championship game. They have not been able to get over that hump and beat Ohio State as of late. Really in the last, you know, 7-8 years since they went on that run of 3 consecutive Rose Bowls when they won the conference. But my question comes to you here. What do you have more faith in? Because I feel like there's some unknowns with the Badgers. Yes, they're returning a lot of players on offense. But there were some questions about them last year. They weren't really answered because it was a disjointed season. Graham Mertz coming back as the starter for Wisconsin at quarterback. What do you have more faith in? 800-990-3776. Wisconsin going to the Big Ten championship game or the Packers making the NFC championship game? What do you have more faith in as a fan? 800-990-3776.
I've got more in the Badgers. Just because the west side of the conference is so bad. I mean, we saw Nebraska, right?
Yep.
Lose to Illinois.
We did.
I mean, Illinois is going to be better because Bielema is a good coach. Like him or not like him, he's a very good coach. Iowa's going to be the same. They're going to lose their 3 or 4 games, right? Wind up anywhere from 17 to 24. Minnesota, who we watched last night.
They can run the ball. I don't know how much
they can run the ball. They'll be a ball team, but they're 4-4 loss, you know.
Their stud running back was in a walking boot. Did not finish the game last night.
So, I mean, if you look at their schedule, right? Should I say they should beat Penn State? I am not a James Franklin. great recruiter. I don't think he's a very good coach. Are we saying we should beat them?
They're favored in the game. But
by what, 5.5?
The line is 5.5, yes.
What's 5.5 in pros?
3?
No.
Is it lesser?
I think it's more. No? Would it be less or more?
Probably less, because points seemed like they're easier to come by.
Yes,
like
you see in the bigger, NFL you than see it the, does in
the, You see the bigger
football.
Spreads in college football. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've got the number one team versus the number 14 team, Alabama playing Miami. Alabama's favored by 19.
So if you look at it, I mean, they should. I mean, it'll be a good game, but they should beat Penn State. They're going to beat Eastern Michigan. My guess is they're going to lose to Notre Dame. Michigan is trash.
No, they're not going to lose to Notre Dame.
At home.
I feel so good about that.
Why?
Because Notre Dame's not actually good.
They're 9th in the country.
I understand. That doesn't mean anything.
It's at Notre Dame.
No, it's not. It's at Soldier Field.
Well,
it's a neutral site game.
What? You go same thing.
It's a neutral site game.
Ashton, are they going to beat Notre Dame?
I hope so. I can't stand Notre Dame, so I hope so.
Like, Notre Dame lost so many starters from a year ago. Like, Jack Cohen.
I was saying, who's starting at quarterback for Notre Dame?
Jack Cohen is their starting quarterback.
There you go.
Who was not horrible.
Well, no, but like.
He's not a Notre Dame quarterback, right?
If we go back 2 years, Graham Mertz, second coming, Kansas Comet, awesome. Same thing.
Although I can't like
And then
Kansas
he plays
Comet.
Last year as a freshman, and he does okay. I mean, take the first game away because it was against Illinois. What's the first game he lit up?
Yeah.
And then he struggled a little. He's a freshman. Be patient. He will be good. He's going to be better this year, right?
Presumably, but I don't know. But see, that's the question. That's why I asked this question, because you are just, you know, oh yeah, Wisconsin, they're going to win this game. It'll be fine. I don't know that. Like, I feel the most questions I've had about a Badgers team going in. I think their defense is going to be good. I think their secondary is going to be probably the strength of that defense.
Yeah,
but. I hope that Graham Mertz grows. I think that he's going to, but
so,
I'm not sure.
So hold on, Kate.
Jalen Berger, like as a freshman last year, had some flashes, but it wasn't great. Their wide receivers,
okay.
There are question marks.
So we this started with ceiling and floor, right, for the Packers.
Yeah.
What's the ceiling and floor for the Badgers? Let me read off the games, okay,
yep.
And I'll tell you what I think. Should beat Penn State, going to beat Eastern Michigan. I think they're going to lose to Notre Dame. Should beat Michigan at Illinois.
Yep.
Should win, right?
Yep.
Should beat Army. Should beat Purdue. Iowa's a coin flip. Should beat Rutgers. Northwestern gives them trouble. Should beat Nebraska. And then should beat Minnesota. You know, it's a rivalry game, so that's a little different. I mean, what's their ceiling?
So you've got their ceiling at 11-1? Again, but
and then what's their basement? Lose to Penn State, lose to Notre Dame, lose to, say, Illinois, lose to Iowa, lose to Northwestern.
That's a big drop-off. You lose all those games.
That's 4 games.
Yeah.
That's 4.
That's a big drop-off.
Which could still get them into the Big Ten Championship.
That won't. It will not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But 3 losses can certainly get them in. Who's
just,
the other team? Give me another team, Gabe.
In the
Big
West. 10 West. Iowa.
There's one.
Iowa? I mean, again, if Minnesota gets their running back, if Muhammad Ibrahim comes back healthy, they're going to be better. As much as I do not like PJ Fleck.
Yes.
Like, I have to admit, they hung with the best team by far in the Big 10 last night for 3.5 quarters. Like, they hung in there. They started giving up the big plays, but they still bounced back. They were fighting back, trying to get those plays.
No, I know.
So I'm not going to dismiss Minnesota as much as I would love to.
So that's part of the ceiling.
I will dismiss Nebraska.
But that's part of the floor. The ceiling certainly is 11-1, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. The ceiling's up there. The question, but I think it's just more volatile. Like, if the Packers end up in that floor that Rob Demosky put up for them on the story at ESPN.com at 7-10, like, they're big-time injuries, right, to
Packers. Or Aaron out.
Yeah.
Or Jordan Love's your quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
For whatever reason.
Yeah. Like, that's...
7 is still a lot. Would Love... I mean, I don't want to go the injury thing. That's just
like, that's
we're
what I'm steering
saying. Clear that's, of that.
Yeah, 100%. But the Packers are going to be fine. Like, the Packers are going to be, I don't know if they're going to be the number one seed in the NFC like they were a year ago, but they're going to be one of the best teams in the NFC. Unless there are catastrophic injuries.
I morph right to defense. I don't know. I know the offense is going to be good.
Yeah, but the defense,
I know they're going to be good.
But if you, so here's the part that with being this worried about the Packers defense that I'm, it's very inconsistent for you. Because when the Packers played the Rams last year in the NFC in the NFC divisional round, the one thing that you kept coming up with was when anytime somebody would say, "Man, the Rams defense, they're pretty good, number one defense in the league." And you said that's a nice, shiny Jamaican tank.
Correct.
So it matters to an extent, but it doesn't matter that much. Like, the Packers are going to be one of the best teams in the NFC if their defense is
a top five
defense or a top 20 defense.
Well, why I say that is because you can win it all with an offense that's third and a defense that's 18th. Might be a little tougher, but you can win with that. You can't win with a defense that's third and an offense that's 18th. Would you agree?
Completely agree.
Yes, you just can't. So if I give you, don't know what the hell I was going to talk about.
Lost my train of thought. It was a good point.
No, well, I'll give you this, Gabe, and you give me the record accordingly.
All right.
At the end of the regular season, the offense is fifth and the defense is 23rd.
Probably 11-6, 12-5.
No way. Ashton, no way.
My first thought was 11 wins, two.
No, I'm thinking more of six losses. With a defense that's 23rd?
I said 11-6.
I think I need hearing aids.
That's what both of us said.
Does this thing go any louder? All right.
Did you mean six wins?
I don't know what the hell I meant. I was so distracted by trying to think about it, I lost my mind.
This is a good life lesson for you, Chewy. Don't think, just do.
Did you really say six?
I did. I said 11-6.
Then I followed up into the same exact thing.
I have a lot of issues.
Unfortunately, I don't
think. All right. Great minds think alike, I guess. Is that a positive or a negative for you guys?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's positive. We're good. Look at us. Look at us, guys.
We did it, huh?
Look at us.
We did it.
Oh, man. 800-990-3776. Brett and Eau Claire saying Badgers Big Ten championship game. But again, you look at the NFC, like the West is dangerous. That's where Chewy's sleeper team lives. It's the Arizona Cardinals this year, by the way.
Yes.
The West is dangerous, but after that, like, nobody gives a rip about anybody in the East. I'm not that scared of anybody else in the North. And in the South, the only team that's worth anything is Tampa right now. It's not like the NFC is stacked from top to bottom. Are you going to bet on the Cowboys putting it together?
You know where I go to, though?
Tom Brady again?
No, where they're sleeper sneaky? You guys have no idea. And I'm talking the East.
Oh, you're going to say the Eagles?
No.
Then I have no idea.
Washington Redskins.
Fitzpatrick?
If they could defense? Just get there, and I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl.
No, but playoffs?
I mean, they made the playoffs a year ago.
Yes. And their defense.
7-9.
Their defense is top five.
Oh, their defense is legit. Their defense is really good.
I mean, if they can kind of figure it out, I'm not saying they're going to go 12-5, but they could certainly get into the playoffs 11-6, right? Yeah. Maybe 12-5.
If they get to double-digit wins with Fitzpatrick and Heinicke, I will be
shocked. Yeah, but look at they've got to play a ton of games in the East, and like you said, the East is trash.
Yeah, they're part of that, though.
Yeah, but it's kind of a Tampa Bay feel. I'm not saying they're Tampa Bay, but they could dominate their division.
They're going to be like, at best, 4-2 in their division. They're not going to waltz through that division.
All right, that's one of my sleepers. How's that? Is that fair?
You want Washington?
Yes. Right.
I mean, if you can take any team in the East and they're a legit sleeper because there's not very much good football.
Philadelphia's going to be bad. They're going to be bad.
Philly's going to be bad.
They're going to be bad.
The Giants are going to be bad.
Dallas.
The Cowboys have talent.
On offense.
I mean, they literally spent, and this is not an exaggeration, they literally spent all of their draft picks on defense. Did not draft a single offensive player.
But after watching Hard Knocks and all that stuff and the exposure we've gotten from them, I don't feel I don't think Dallas is a threat at all. I think the Redskins are more of a threat than Dallas.
Yeah, it's. I'm not scared of any team in that division. Not at all. Just zero fright of any team in that division, although the Packers will be playing Washington at some point this season. What's the only way to stop that Packers offense? Marquez Valdes-Scantling gave his thoughts. We get into those next.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's amazing after 3 months of not drinking and having your first drink, how you have to relearn, like, just how to swallow things. I've already choked on my coffee.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Packers defense. Just think, this time next week, we're going to be breaking down Packers Saints.
How
exciting is that?
We are.
But there's only one key. There's one key slowing down the Packers offense. Marquez Valdes-Scantling said this is the only way the Packers can be slowed down.
You sack the quarterback. You don't defend us. You sack the quarterback. That's how you defend us. If you don't sack the quarterback, you don't defend us. And I think that's just kind of what we've shown. And I think we got a really good room, man, because everyone does something different. Literally every single one in our room just has a unique skill set that can't be matched. Just between, obviously Randall being a 10-year vet can do anything in the slot. Then Allen just being a physical specimen, just to do whatever he wants to any defender. Me being able to run by anybody. And then obviously Devontae is just Devontae. So, having a room like that, it's tough to defend. I mean, we've shown that. And then obviously we got great weapons on every single part of our offense, between obviously the greatest quarterback to ever throw a football and then our running backs and tight ends. It's hard to stop our offense, which is why we were the number one offense last year.
Which makes me excited for the Packers. But when you say the number one thing to do to slow down the Packers offense is to sack the quarterback, with no David Bakhtiari and you're starting two rookies on that offensive line. I know what MVS was trying to do was instill me and other fans with confidence, but it just reminded me of how much I'm scared for this offensive line early in the season.
Was he taking a shot at the O-line, though?
No.
I mean, if you're an O-lineman, I think he is.
I don't think so. I think he's just saying,
if I was on this team and he said, it's going to come down to tight end play, you're kind of putting it on him.
That's not what he said, though. He's saying the way you stop this offense is if you sack Aaron Rodgers. That's the only way.
Who's responsible for keeping Aaron upright? The offensive line. So if I'm an offensive lineman,
I think you're being really sensitive if you're going to be offended. If you're an offensive lineman, you're going to be offended what MVS just said there. I think you're going to be overly sensitive.
I think if Roger says that, maybe you take it a different way.
What if an offensive lineman is, hey, we got to catch every ball that's thrown to us, and we can't have the drops in big situations? Would he take offense to that?
But I mean, he's...
Guys are... Hey, let me tell you what.
Yeah.
These guys are egos insensitive, right?
In professional football?
Yes.
Wow.
It happens.
But
what were his exact words? What did he say?
Here we go.
Just play the very first part of it.
You sack the quarterback. You don't defend us. You sack the quarterback.
You don't think he's kind of putting it on him a little bit?
No, I think he's just saying like, because teams get sacks. Like, that happens. Like, the other guys get paid too, and you bring pressure, and maybe you get confused. I don't think he's saying our offensive line is questionable. He's just saying this is how you can stop the Packers by sacking Aaron Rodgers, which is been a hard thing to do as well.
Yeah, but he also said that this position is great. This running back, we're great.
We got a
lot of this. And if we go to the core of it, he's saying the offensive line has to perform. And if they don't, that's how you stop this offense.
I think you're overly analyzing what he's saying.
You know what's funny, though? I didn't even think of taking it that way until Chewy brought it up. I still don't, but I didn't even think about it.
Really?
Yeah, I thought he was just saying, like, all you got to do is sack the quarterback like everybody else. That's how I took it.
What if he said if Aaron throws interceptions?
But Aaron's not going to throw interceptions.
What if he said that though?
If he was naming, a negative connotation.
Well, he's naming the offensive line.
If he had said, "Well, the O line's got to make sure he doesn't get sacked." If he had said that word for word,
well, he doesn't need to say that because the function of the offensive line is to not allow Aaron to get sacked.
I think you're looking way too much into this big guy.
I am, but that's the world we live in.
I think you're just looking way too much into it. Like, I don't think he's taking a shot at his own offensive line.
I don't think he's taking a shot, but I think he could have steered clear of it. I don't know.
I mean, because I agree. Like, the only way that the Packers offense is going to get slowed down, really, is if you sack Rodgers.
Or the obvious.
We don't talk about.
Or the obvious.
That's true for any offense. Like, what's the best way to slow down Patrick Mahomes? Well, you get after him, hit him, and sack him. But again, it's also
easier said than done. Yeah, but what if you gush, because he was gushing, right?
He's gushing about the room.
He sprinkled in
running backs and tight ends. He was more gushing about the room because he went into specifics about his own position.
You know what? Next week, we have to have a great show. When Jen's back, the only thing that's going to hold us back... Guy that answers the phone. I mean, if he doesn't answer the phone, I don't think this is going to be as good as you think.
Saying it, though.
You know, if the phones aren't answered correctly and we can't talk to our people, then I don't think the show's going to be as good.
I mean, luckily for this show, though, we've got somebody who can slide into that position and just take it over if somebody is not performing to the duties that he has been assigned.
Did you take offense to what I just said?
Yes, because...
There you go!
Hold on, though. Hold the... As Gabe would say, hold on a damn second here. You specifically said the guy who answers phones. MBS didn't say the guys who let the pass rushers through. If he had said that, that would be different. The equivalent of what MBS saying, which is quarterback can't get sacked, would be the equivalent of you saying, well, we got to make sure the commercials all play.
Which I have faith in Ashton that he's going to play all the commercials, and he has faith
that
he's going to be able to do that.
But if he doesn't,
we're not
going
to get paid, yes.
So it's
so kind
of on Ashton.
Yeah, it is on Ashton, but the offensive line knows it's on them.
They know it's on them, but they don't want to be told it's on them.
But he wasn't saying it was on them.
He wasn't?
No.
That's semantics.
Hear it again. Put it again. Play it again.
You sacked the quarterback. You don't defend us. You sacked the quarterback.
He's not taking a shot at anyone. He's just saying, well, this is the only way to do it.
And I don't know.
Because he's laughing.
Well, open it up. See if anyone... I'm just trying to think... I don't know. Would you take offense to it? You got to ask Tausch.
That would be a great question. If we could somehow get a hold of... I mean, I don't know if he's heard the clip, and I know they're coming up next. But yes, I would love to know if Mark Tauscher, if he was a current offensive lineman, if he would take offense to what Marquez Valdes-Scantling
just said. But you have to also, not just that part of it, but you got to listen to the gush, right? Because he was gushing about the skill positions.
But again, he's going to gush about his own position. We go out to 800-990-3776. Sue Deep in Franklin, you are on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah, I don't think you take offense to it at all. All he's saying is we are so good, we are so great, there's really no way to stop us. And so what he's saying is before the play starts, if you can sack Rodgers over and over and over again, that's the only way you can stop this offense. What he's trying to say is there's no way to stop this offense, but he can't say it like that. So this is the way he's saying it. So I don't think there's any offense to be taken by the offensive line. He's really talking about uber confidence, and that's what I think the point he's making is.
But I would have probably prefaced it as critiquing his own game first. You know, and then have said it. I'm just, you realize, at least back in my day, how careful you have to be about talking about not only your opponent, but other guys in the locker
room. Did you ever step in it?
No, I never stepped in it, but guys have stepped in it to the point where Holmgren would light them up.
What was the biggest?
And say, don't ever talk about another teammate in a negative light. And I don't know if this, I don't.
Do you remember a specific example of somebody stepping in it?
But I remember Holmgren specifically addressing it. And it's like, when it came to your own teammates, it's like, don't talk about your teammates ever in a negative light.
Okay, I don't think he was talking about anybody in a negative light here. I don't think there was any negativeness. I mean, he did.
He said the only way to stop, which is a negative, right? The only way this offense will not perform is how?
Is if you sack the quarterback, but everybody already knows that. He's not saying they're not going to do it. He's not saying I don't have faith in these guys not to do it.
What if you drop the ball?
I mean, that's probably one way that the offense gets slowed down. But at the same time, like, he's not going to drop every ball.
We hope not. I don't know. I just...
Man, you've got... You really got
some
rabbit ears.
I'm just letting you know how sensitive the locker room can be, you know?
I didn't think that the rabbit ears would exist on something like this.
Oh,
like, this
there's
seemed,
rabbit ears.
This literally seems so innocent. Like, I did not see the offensive linemen are going to be upset by this coming. I really did not. Absolutely did not see that coming.
I don't know. I bet one or two of them said, hey, worry about your job. We'll worry about ours. I guarantee there's a couple of them. If they heard the clip, that's what they would maybe not say it, but that's what they would be thinking in their mind.
Is there more dissension in locker rooms than we realize?
The locker room is extremely sensitive, and I morph back to Frankie. Frankie Winter's getting into a Bob McGinn, and I just said, Frankie, you sucked. You can write whatever you want, you know? And then he didn't talk to me for a week.
That sounds like a win.
That's it. We're not playing backgammon for a week. We're broken up.
So that found out the origination of we're broken up for a week.
Of course they get sensitive when they read stuff. Jason brings up the best point where he said something negative about Brett.
Yeah.
And Brett tore him, and it was fair.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fair. And then Brett ripped him in the locker room and didn't talk to him, I believe, for years.
Because they're a bunch of babies.
Yes, we are. Yeah, I agree.
Well, Brett did the same thing to you.
He did. And I didn't talk to him for a while. He did? What did he do?
No, you did the same thing.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he didn't talk to me for a while.
Whatever, they didn't talk for a while. Hot, cold, next, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So, Rob Domofsky yesterday reported that the three names that he had heard
What do you mean?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go. So get your best face on. Everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out.
It's a long weekend. It's a holiday weekend. For some of us, we're taking Tuesday off. Not to name names. So for some of us, it's going to be a four-day weekend. Hell yeah, buddy.
You guys take a lot of days off. You and Jen.
Thank you.
I don't.
Interesting.
You're going to take like a week off in the middle of the football season.
I have to go. I have to go to Hawaii. I have no choice.
Yeah. Just Dragon Chew kicking and screaming to Hawaii. No, please. I don't want to go.
I want to stay in the cold.
Oh, let's get to some hot and some cold.
It's time to take the temperature on the news of the week.
He's got more grease than a thermometer.
Who's hot?
Boy, this was the best day ever.
And who's cold?
I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
On Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Who's hot? Who's cold? Is presented by Midwest Heating and Cooling, delivering trusted HVAC services to homeowners and businesses in southeastern Wisconsin. Midwest Heating and Cooling. When it comes to comfort, you deserve the best. Choose Midwest.
Okay, I will start it off with a hot, and this is smoking hot. Ooh. Tomorrow. I am so fired up for tomorrow, starting with college game day, right into Badgers, Penn State, flip the channel, go to Alabama, Miami, and then flip it again for Clemson, Georgia. This is what we wait for all season long, a weekend or a weekday or a Saturday. Like this, I am so excited. Cannot wait.
I don't have any colds, and I don't know if it's because it's the long weekend. I don't know if it's because we have football games that actually matter. And no, week zero does not count for college football. I did not give a rip about UCLA, Hawaii. I did not give a rip about Nebraska, Illinois. These are a lot of fun. These are great games that are going to be happening this weekend. But I begin away from football. And the Milwaukee Brewers. Dude, they are 10 games in front of the Cincinnati Reds. They are playing some tremendous baseball right now. They are just going to be cruising through the month of September into the postseason. Should be a fun October for the Milwaukee Brewers.
I do have a cold. It has to do with college football. After watching the Ohio State-Minnesota game last night, I don't think the Big Ten is going to be great. And I hate to say it, but I think we're going to go back to 4, 5, 6 years ago where it's SEC, Gap, everybody else. Because we closed the gap, right? The Big Ten had closed the gap on the SEC. There was still a gap, but they closed it. I think it's going to open itself back up.
Is that because Michigan and Nebraska have just...
Michigan, Nebraska, we're not sure about Wisconsin. And I think there are some really, really good teams in the SEC. So, unfortunately, I think we're going to go back to where we were a couple years ago, and there's going to be a gap. But, got to live with it.
Ashton, you got a hot or cold this week?
I got a hot. World Cup qualifying in soccer is happening this weekend. USA drew with El Salvador last night in El Salvador, which you would say a draw, not great for qualifying, but it's actually very good. They're missing a couple of their top players. A draw on the road in CONCACAF action is good.
Why were they missing some of their top players?
COVID.
Oh. Did you like my response to Ashton last night when he was talking about Bowling Green? Stick the soccer butthole.
Well, you know what? I was watching soccer. It didn't kick off till 9 o'clock last night, so I only saw the first half. But they drew with El Salvador. They play them again in Nashville on Sunday night. I will be watching it. I hope everyone else tunes into USA World Cup qualifying back.
Is that men's or women's?
It's men's because the women are really good. The men, we're getting there.
The women's got to get younger, though.
Well, we'll find out next year.
All right. Okay.
They are getting, they're getting a little bit younger. I mean, the men just have to get good.
No. Wake me up for the World Cup when it gets here.
All right.
Otherwise, get out of the way.
What if the USA is not in it on the men's side again?
We don't want to speak that into existence again. They got to stop.
I don't think it matters.
They got to stop not doing that.
Well, do you want us to wake you up for the World Cup if the men aren't in it?
No.
Okay.
Let me sleep.
But if they're in,
then
let me sleep.
That's fair. Let's get down to brass tacks. Fair.
That's what I was looking for. A hot, as always, the Milwaukee Bucks are your world champions. 6 weeks ago yesterday, that was the parade. 6 weeks ago yesterday was the parade.
All right. I'm going to let this go.
Very nice.
And I don't know if it's a hot or a cold, but you guys are clearly letting it go, and that being your Friars Friday.
Oh.
We're not. No. I
guess
didn't
what?
You brought it up.
Oh,
no.
Man. No. Chewy, last week there were two games out of the wild card.
Yeah,
guess what
Why
they are this week?
That?
They're just a half game out of the wild card. They are rallying. They're going to overtake the Cincinnati Reds. It is a Friars Friday. I'm glad you brought it up.
Just like USA
Soccer,
because
the rule is going to be, if you guys agreed not to have it in hot and cold today, you cannot bring it up again. I don't care if they win the World Series.
Nah, we were going to have it today no matter what.
Of course. What are we, a bunch of bandwagoners? Come on, please.
We got the MVP. He's heating up.
Chewy got so mad that I played the music.
I know. Why did I do that?
Doesn't this put you in a good mood, this music?
Yeah, great.
Makes you want to shake the shoulders a little bit heading into the weekend?
Yeah, because there's a huge, huge day tomorrow. Very excited.
This is just a good jam.
It's a good jam. God, you know what? I'm going to watch college football this weekend. I'm going to watch soccer. I'm going to watch baseball. I'm going to have some Celsius. Great weekend.
Okay.
What a weekend.
Just don't talk to me about football because I'll be coming right back at you.
I'm only going to text you about football.
Not even the group text. Just directly to Chewy.
Delete.
Will the Atosh. They're coming up next.